Steve Gruger is America's voice.
All right, I've been calling it for a few days now, but I'm not going to kid you. I am surprised by the first name. I've been telling you for a few days now, it was no longer a question of if Republicans were going to jump and join the impeachment train. The question was, would Democrats start getting cold feet and abandoning ship? It's happened now, but what surprises me is that the first Democrat to abandon ship is Brenda Lawrence from Michigan's 14th Congressional District. The reason that's surprising, it's a very safe Democratic district. It includes Eastern Detroit, for example. She is a supporter of Kamala Harris. She is a Democrat who's been on this program many times, good friend of the program. We enjoy having her here. And I am surprised that Brenda Lawrence, who you don't hear a lot about from a safe Democratic district, is the first one to say, you know what, I don't want to pursue impeachment any further. Here to discuss it, Liz Peek from Fox News. Liz, welcome back.
Yes, good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a big deal. Brenda Lawrence being the first one out, African-American woman representing Detroit, supporter of Kamala Harris, the first one to say, I'll support censure. We shouldn't allow the president to get away with this without saying something, but impeachment is just too divisive, and I'm out. I'm surprised. I'm not going to kid you.
Well, I am and I'm not. I think that the Democrats have done a really terrible job of presenting their case, any case, to the American public. And what we know is that polling, fundraising, all kinds of indicators show that the public has lost interest in this, number one, and number two, they've turned against it.
Yeah.
So I agree to have, it almost seems to me like maybe she is, because she is a safe Democrat, she's the one Nancy Pelosi asked to go public with this, because someone in a more contested district might be just viewed as kowtowing or sort of caving in. But don't forget, Nancy Pelosi herself and even Adam Schiff, that one really blew my mind, over the weekend kind of hinted that impeachment was not necessarily going to take place. I think they are getting such terrible feedback.
Yep.
From constituents. And again, it's showing up in money raising. The GOP is raising fortunes off of impeachment, and Democrats are not.
But the damage may have already been done.
Yeah,
the damage may have already been done, Liz, because here's the thing. 2019 is come and gone, and nothing was done. And so going into 2020, well, we didn't impeach. Well, you didn't do anything else either.
That's right.
And so
that's also, by the way, why Nancy Pelosi started mewing about how, yes, the USMCA, the trade deal, NAFTA 2, if you will, was getting closer to completion, because that's something that everybody wants to see happen. It's an outrage that the Democrats have stood in the way of passing this very important trade agreement. They've only done it to spite Donald Trump, to not give him a win. The fact that she is beginning to suggest, well, we're getting closer on the changes we need to make. There are no changes they need to make, and she knows it, and everybody knows it. But the answer is, yes, they have to show they can do something.
Yeah, during my interview with the president last week, he said the same thing to me, which is he believes, and I would have to wonder now, Liz, look at what's happening. He said to me that she's incompetent, Nancy Pelosi, for not getting USMCA done because it's supported across the board. Republicans and Democrats alike want to see this happen. And now she pursued this impeachment thing. And now if you don't even get a vote on it, if you don't even get to a vote because Adam Schiff, you know, muddled around and fuddled around and whatever happened, and you put all these so-called fact witnesses out there that are regurgitating gossip and hearsay, I don't know what's worse. Maybe the president, when he told me that, was right about her being incompetent.
Well, I think you probably won't remember, but a couple of months ago I wrote a column saying she has made the two biggest political mistakes of her career. One of them was putting Adam Schiff in charge of this thing, a partisan hack reviled on the right. From the moment she did that, we knew it was not going to be a fair process. We knew that Schiff was going to be showboating and not presenting anything like a real impeachment inquiry. This was a foregone conclusion. And you know what? Americans don't like unfair play. The other thing she did wrong this year, in my view, and it's equally important, is she had no concept or didn't seem to understand how important the so-called squad would be. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and her followers, those four women, you know, basically Nancy Pelosi dissed them from day one. And they're incredibly important because, frankly, of their impact on social media. Nancy Pelosi could have brought them in day one and said, we're so glad you're here, be part of the team, you know, please help me with this or that. And instead, she dismissed them. Well, you know what? That cost her big time, because it meant that these Justice Democrats, the people on the far left, who were threatening to primary Democrats in office if they didn't support impeachment, drove Pelosi to agree to the impeachment,
well,
which
here's
was
the
a
problem,
terrible
though.
Mistake.
Yeah, and here's the problem, Liz, and you have nailed it. Liz Peek here with us today. You've nailed it. If Brenda Lawrence is the hand-picked leader to bring the Democrats out of the wilderness of impeachment, then what happens to AOC and Rashida Tlaib and the others? Because Rashida Tlaib and Brenda Lawrence, obviously from the same Michigan area, this could cause great blowback, and you could see the squad and others really ramp up efforts to go after these people in primaries and so forth. I mean, it could be a complete destruction of some parts of the Democrat Party.
Well, I think that is exactly why the woman you're talking about having turned on impeachment is a very good mouthpiece. If Nancy Pelosi had done this, you know, everybody would be banging on her about how what a terrible job she's done. This woman is sort of the voice of reason, and she can come out and say the obvious, which it isn't working for us, and maybe other moderate Democrats will be emboldened to do the same. And if you get a real upsurge of people in the party saying, you know what, I don't think this is the right thing, and they sort of retake the high ground from their perspective, because right now they are not taking the high ground. The GOP is, oddly.
Right.
And that almost never happens.
Yeah,
I think
well.
We could agree. Then I think that they can kind of gracefully withdraw from this circus that is now taking place in Washington and which the country is really fed up with. I can't believe they're going to continue to haul in more people to be more testimony, more witnesses for the judiciary. Remember, Jerry Nadler's going to run that show, and oh my gosh, we saw what he can do when they had the hearing with Robert Mueller. He
would
be a catastrophe.
What do they do? Brenda Lawrence is a fairly liberal member of Congress. Like I said, represents parts of Detroit. Brenda Lawrence does. She said, I'm out. She can lead other members of the Democrat Party out of the impeachment wilderness. Jerry Nadler, his job just got a lot tougher. And for people like Max Rose and Alyssa Slotkin and others in these swing districts, man, the pressure just ramped up. I had Slotkin on the program yesterday and asked her flat out, would you vote for impeachment? Well, you know, I've still got to see other evidence. In 24 hours, that answer just got a lot tougher for her.
I totally agree. And a graceful withdrawal maybe got a little easier for the Democratic Party. But, you know, I mean, I think this is on Nancy Pelosi's doorstep. This has been a fiasco for Democrats. And frankly, as a Republican, I'm enjoying every minute of it because they brought this on themselves.
Yeah, I don't know if there is a graceful withdrawal.
Well,
I don't
really think so. I think however it happens, they're sort of lying in tatters. By the way, it sort of is an appealing time for Mike Bloomberg to come in because he has clean hands on this, right?
Yeah, he does.
He has no involvement with it. I don't think he's ever, I know he hasn't condoned impeachment. I don't think he would. So all of a sudden he could kind of come in and say, well, you know, you guys kind of screwed this up, but here I am.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens. Here I am, and I've got a satchel full of cash. Wait, I've got 100 satchels full of cash.
Well, and by the way, a huge number of do-bills out there. I mean, Virginia is just one state where he was very effective. He can be going around the country and saying, hey, when you're a superdelegate and this goes to a brokered convention, remember me.
I'm your guy.
Yep.
Liz Peek, great
you.
Conversation. Thank you, as always. Quick break. We'll be right back.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, celebrating 60 years of being the leading voice for business.
I'm Wendy Block, Vice President of Business Advocacy for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber has been the state's leading business advocacy organization for the past 60 years. Every day we work with state lawmakers in Lansing to promote and support policies that are essential for job creation, economic growth, and free enterprise. Our advocacy team defends business interests and actively promotes pro-business legislative initiatives. Whether it's education, environment, healthcare, or infrastructure, we are committed to standing up for all businesses, large and small. The Michigan Chamber delivers powerful advocacy and business solutions on behalf of our 6,000 members, representing 1 million employees across the state. We are proud to be the leading voice for business in Michigan.
Join the Michigan Chamber of Commerce today at michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the leading voice for business, moving Michigan forward.
You're not wired to have a response to this sound. You're neutral to it. You hear it every time you finish a meal and never feel anything. But if we were able to associate this sound with a new stimulus, save the food, we've achieved pulling a natural response from you. Save the food. Why are we doing this, you may ask? Save the food. Because this ad is trying to change your after-meal behavior through brainwashing. Because food waste costs the average family $1,500 a year. Save the food. Cha-ching. And $1,500 extra bucks is like getting a pay raise. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Which could pay for your child's braces. Save the food. Cha-ching.
You're promoted.
Check out my braces.
So when you hear this sound, rethink your behavior. Cook it, store it, share it. Just don't waste it. For tips and recipes, visit savethefood.com. Brought to you by NRDC and the Ad Council.